sparked a global market rout. Experts say it's likely that fears of a slowdown are back. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all fell.
A reproductive rights rally was held in Palm Beach, Florida this morning. Senator Amy Klobuchar headlined the event on behalf of the Harris campaign.
Americans have shown us time and time again that they will not tolerate a country where our daughters have fewer rights than their mothers and grandmothers.
The bus tour continues tomorrow in Jacksonville. President Biden touting his administration's economic policies today. He spoke virtually with community leaders saying how they've benefited.
Roads and bridges being built. Lead pipes being removed from homes and schools. Seniors saving significant money on prescription drug prices.
Busy out on the campaign trail this week. Vice President Harris is off to New Hampshire tomorrow. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania. A federal judge says a Republican presidential nominee and his campaign can't use an Isaac Hayes song at rallies.
The emergency injunction orders the Trump campaign to stop using the classic 60s soul song Hold On, I'm Coming during political events.
I couldn't ask for a better decision.
Isaac Hayes III reacting to the ruling. The judge did deny a motion from the Hayes family forcing the campaign to take down any videos of the song. Trump attorney Richard Coleman says they will comply.
We want this to be as cooperative a process as possible going forward.
The Hayes family is seeking $3 million in damages for what they say are unauthorized uses of the song. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says talks are continuing for a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
It will require that both sides look for reasons to get to yes rather than reasons to say no.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he will not bow to pressure to accept a deal. It's being called the deadliest attack this year in Ukraine. Over 50 were killed when two Russian missiles struck a military training facility and hospital. The BBC's Nate Bigg.
Ballistic missiles came in and people really had very little time to try and seek shelter. Russian military bloggers and others have been saying that lots of cadets were killed. Now, that has not been confirmed, but the Ukrainian military has said tonight that soldiers are among the dead.
It is brutally hot in Phoenix. The city's hit its 100th straight day with at least 100 degree temps. Doesn't look like there will be a cool off anytime soon either. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A domestic dispute in Racine turned deadly yesterday when a 22-year-old woman allegedly stabbed her 25-year-old boyfriend. He later died during surgery at a Milwaukee hospital. The suspect's been charged with first-degree reckless homicide and is in custody. Racine is addressing basement flooding with a grant program. It's providing up to $5,000 for sump pump installations available to 100 homeowners on a first-come, first-served basis. Applications open September 3rd, online and at City Hall. School is back in session. Kids in Racine and Kenosha Unified are going back to school, with officials saying to watch out for buses starting and stopping and kids crossing the road. The Racine Raiders are once again champions. On Saturday at Horlick Field, they won their 11th championship. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind of, it's one of those things, like I like to say, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then, obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a sunny and pleasant day is ahead for tomorrow, high to the upper 70s. It heats up on Thursday, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-80s. Then some showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, and cooler. Right now it's 76.
And Wild Thing on WRJN. That song was written by a guy by the name of Chip Taylor, who has made tons of money from that song because it's been recorded by many artists and it's constantly being used in movies and TV shows. Now, Taylor used a lot of this money to gamble. For years, he spent about $10,000 a day and was kicked out of pretty much every casino in Las Vegas for card counting. He also wrote Angel of the Morning.
When the truth is found,
yeah. From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Fill me up Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Four Tops. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, in case you missed it, scientists discovered why flies are so hard to swat. And in doing so, they also discovered perhaps the perfect way to swat a fly. Experts from the California Institute of Technology say a fly's brain plans the best way to avoid a good swatting within 100 milliseconds of spotting you looming towards it with a rolled-up magazine. Within that time, the fly also places its legs in an optimal position to hop out of the way in the opposite direction, leaving you swatting the table instead. The researcher also suggests an optimal method for actually swatting a fly. He said, "It is best not to swat at the fly's starting position, but rather to aim a bit forward of that to anticipate where the fly is going to jump when it first sees your swatter." So now you know.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited-time flavor pack special. The Philly Cheese Steak Pizza. Creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Free and Gentle. This back to school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, unbearable
another bark, wop, bark, wop.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, yesterday, of course, was Labor Day, the unofficial end of summer, but we still have some nice summer-like weather. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 59. Tomorrow, sunshine and 78.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in.
Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
into my life. I wanna thank you, girl. You made me so very happy. But I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
W-R-J-N.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin in Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday and Donald Trump travels to Mosinee on Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine is addressing basement flooding with a grant program. It's providing up to $5,000 for sump pump installations available to 100 homeowners on a first-come, first-served basis. Applications open September 3rd, online and at City Hall. Those eligible must have properties with existing foundation drains. Mayor Corey Mason emphasizes the initiative's role in safeguarding homes and minimizing sewer overload during storms. A 22-year-old Racine woman has been charged with homicide after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend yesterday. A 25-year-old victim was flown to a Milwaukee hospital where he died during surgery. Racine police are looking for additional information about the incident on Howe near 17th. They're urging witnesses to contact police. Keep an eye out for kids today. School is back in session for Racine and Kenosha Unified students. Both districts are coming back with changes, with some schools closed and others consolidated. Drivers are reminded to watch out for changing traffic patterns and to watch out for buses starting and stopping. And your Racine Raiders are once again champions. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the team scored a touchdown, which was enough to beat the Upstate Predators out of New York. The win marks the 11th championship for Racine's semi-pro team. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a sunny and pleasant day is ahead for tomorrow, high to the upper 70s. It heats up on Thursday, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-80s. Then some showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, and cooler. It's 74 right now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a study found that using a slow internet connection increases your heart rate and stress levels. Well, that's no good, especially when you're trying to get to WebMD to look up the early warning signs of a heart attack.
Going out of west. Fiskin Obispo. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
News, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Brewers coming up a little bit later tonight. We've got the pregame for you coming up just after the 6 o'clock news. First pitch around 6:40 as the Brewers take on the Cardinals.
Baby, I need your loving, not to have all. you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, I know that music. Here we go.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, WRJN is your radio home for Packer football all season, and the regular season kicks off this Friday. The Packers play the Eagles. Friday, September 6th, pregame at 5, kickoff at 7:17. The games this year are sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power and mobility. Also by Hardy and Jensen, by Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. It's the Packers all season long on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th, presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price. So anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN coming up, CBS News at 5, and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. We'll hear from Stuart J. Waddles. Mike Clemens has sports, the forecast on the way, too. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. September has kicked off on a sour note on Wall Street. It's a historically bad month for the markets, and today stuck with that trend, says business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Investors came back from the long weekend in a selling mood. The NASDAQ was down by more than 3%, the S&P 500 by more than 2%, and the Dow was off 1.5%.
It was the worst day for the market since early August. Two U.S. service members were assaulted in Turkey by an anti-American youth group. CBS's Kemi McCormick with details.
The attackers said on social media that they had placed sacks over their heads. Five other Americans came to their rescue. The U-